Blog Talk Radio.
Proceedings here this morning on this, your entertainment show, and my word, how time flies. We are into the last episode of this February month. It's just a few weeks ago we were saying Happy New Year, out 2022 and in 2023, but we're now coming very, very close to the end of this Black History Month. But before we get into the thick of things, we'll just go ahead and say good morning to Mr. Leon Francis. And he'll be summoned this morning to the prayer. And of course, he has his prayer list that he'll get into. And then we'll say hi and hello to the others who already joined us. But first, we'll turn it over to Mr. Leon Francis. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, a pleasant good morning to you, Ivor, and to your dear wife, Barbara. It's a pleasure to be on. In my neck of the woods, it's such a pleasant day. I can't imagine how good it is. I was out in the garden a little bit, but I didn't mean to. Yes, it's so good. It's so nice. It's overcast, not too, 68 degrees. And I fancy that it's good in any way in the world. Anyway.
Yes, by any measure, that is good, by any measure. Yes, indeed.
Yes. And by the way, it was just a delight to meet your family, especially your wonderful wife, Barbara, and we were delighted to have her in our presence and you as well, and we just hope that we'll just continue to be so.
Yes, well, we reciprocate. We say it was really indeed a pleasure for visiting you and to be invited into your home I felt so good there and that I took a nap.
I didn't want to tell anyone else, but
that's how comfortable I was. I had peace of mind. I know my surrounding was pure, covered with God's love. That, you know, having journeyed was up in the morning. We did the show, then we traveled from Atlanta to Tallahassee, and then we were out with the daughter and grandchild, and was up, and it was like hectic, but we had to get it in. We had to visit you. There's no way I'm going to be in Tallahassee now, knowing you're there and don't pay your visit. And indeed, I was anxious to put a face on the voice.
To the voice, yes, indeed.
Yeah, later she'll come by to say hi and hello in the proceedings. But we'll go ahead with the proceedings, give the show its blessing, Leon.
Yes. Yeah. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this opportunity to bless this wonderful show this morning, Lord. We pray that you have allowed us to give us an opportunity to do such a wonderful presentation this morning, Lord. We ask that you just make it the one to be remembered, one that each and every one will look forward to each and every Saturday. We're grateful for you allowing us to do this morning. We pray especially for the ones who are struggling with ill health, and I just like to mention some of the ones that are listed here, Lord. Dear Leroy Lashley and his daughter Lisa, Oliver Solomon, Everett Carter, Ellie Matt, Ralston Otto, Connie Whitley, Gobville Francis Willis, and Mona Daniel, Mertris and Bubs in Nisbet, of course, and of course, Dennis Kenman, Pastor Rick Blackwood, Iselma Cornelius, and all the families and friends who have been struggling with ill health. Recently had the news that a couple of my other relatives are under the weather as well, Meryl James over there in Canada, and my dear sister Gabrielle, she's making some improvement, Lord. We thank you for that, and we pray you just continue to bless and heal the ones who have not expressed their concerns, and pray they too may be back on their feet again. Lord, we're grateful for all the help and assistance you have given us, and pray this morning that this show will be one to remember and one that everyone who comes on will participate and make it be joyful and joyous, each and every one of us. Thank you for host Ivor and his wife, Barbara, Cardinal Lynette, and of course, David, and all the others who are participating this morning.
Hello.
Pray especially.
This is Donna. I am not.
Especially for our dear friends, Brother Dennis, who is on traveling, Lord, we pray for traveling mercies for him. By now he should be back in London, where he is about to see the remains of his mom put to rest. And we just pray for Audley as he continues to mourn the loss of his dear mother, Ma Ruby. Again, Lord, we thank you for all the help you have given us, and pray that you'll just make this show the one to remember. In your precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Sorry about that. Yes, Donna came in there with a voicemail.
Yes.
Okay, yes, Leanne. Yes, well, we're grateful for you, Leanne, and thanks for that prayer, opening prayer. And hopefully those whose name you would have mentioned will be touched somewhere along the way. And, you know, God looks out for his people. But Liam, it is almost at the end of the
thing. Before I forget, I just want to mention too that Dawn's mother, Dawn Sian, that comes on at 11:15.
Cochran, yes.
Her will be put to rest this Monday. I thought it was last Monday, but it's this coming Monday. You know, June Cochran was a dear friend of ours. At least my wife and her is from the same village in Cedar Grove. And we live on Central Street in Villa area together. So I've known the family for a long time, since 1970s, around about that time. So we have known them for a while. And we just pray that may her soul rest in peace and rise triumphantly in glory. Yes, as you were saying?
I was saying, look how time flies, because like the time saying here, time waits for no man. This is the last show for February. So this is the fourth one. So we're going to march on into March by the next time we appear here next week. But with that, I just want to say good morning to all the folks who are on with us already. And for those who are streaming via the web, we want to welcome you as well. And hopefully you'll tell a friend to tell a friend. And as much as we always say, tell your neighbors to tell a friend that we're here. And of course, we're here every Saturday morning. And as Liam would say, we rise in glory when we would have departed Mother Earth. But we're wanting to rise this morning spiritually to be entertained by the Caribbean Global Voices. Of course, we do a little bit of housekeeping. Our inspirational portion is for the first hour, so we go until 10 o'clock. And indeed, we hope to bring you something to inspire you, whether by music, word, or, of course, even that opening prayer. That alone should be able to inspire you. But then there's more. We have sports at the top of the hour. That's 10 o'clock. David comes your way to lead the way to tell us what's happening in sports. And that will just be briefly, because the heavyweight comes in tomorrow at 6 o'clock until 9 in the p.m. to really summarize it all. We'll have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. That comes to your compliment, Mr. Audie Watson, via his mom, Marubi. And Cardinal would be able to read that into the records. Of course, Cardinal would bring his greetings to his special fans. And you have to stay up and wait around to see if one would be added to the list or he would have taken off one. And we always look to see if he would forget one of those who would have been mentioned in the past. But nonetheless, you stick and stay, because yet there is more. We're going to have a commentary from Cardinal. This time you're not going to want to miss this one, as we come to the end of the Black History Month. So he says he has something to inspire us, even though we'd have gone past the inspirational portion. Well, Dawn and Debbie comes our way at 10:45. They come with the Antigua Care to showcase their humanitarian efforts over there on Antigua and Barbuda. They're helping the less fortunate, and they come by a way of healing the world. So stand by for that. At 11 o'clock, of course, we usually have an open type session where we can really get into a topic of your choice. Sometimes we have the real entertainment in that segment, in which we give you a true story here or there. And you know, the definition of a true story is a story that did not actually go so, but could go so. So, having said that, you too can be a part of the conversation. 563-999-3693. You just push the one and you'll be get into the studio and you will say your piece. We just ask you to be respectful of yourself and of others and keep your conversation into broadcast standard. It's always good to get a pen and paper and write down what you have to say. Make it as brief as possible, but as forceful as you can, in a respectful way. And of course, you will be entertained. After all, this is your show. It is the entertainment show. Well, I'll take this time out to say good morning to Earl Sargent over there in Nevis. Lynette over there in St. Kitts spoke with her this morning. She's up and about helping out the Cochrans. Dr. Cochran, that's one of the daughters of Miss Joan Cochran, who would have passed. That's a good friend. Her daughter is living on St. Kitts with a business there, and Lynette is holding the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth for her in her absence while she tried to send her mother on the way to glory. Well, I think that's it from my end here. And personally, I can say we are here in Georgia. And like Leon, we are on the cooler side. Got up into the 50s, and we're going to be into the 60s today. Rainy, overnight rains, cloudy, So cloudy bright is always a good thing, because we complain when it's too hot. We complain when it's too cold. So in between is always a good thing. So we have Mertius with us, and she normally tells us what's happening in her neck of the woods over there in New York. It's the city that is so big, they had to name it twice. New York, New York. And of course, she will report to us about Mother Bubsy. Mertius Nisbet, good morning.
Good morning, Ivor Henry.
Okay. I am doing very well, and better now that we are hearing your voice. It's resonating throughout the world. You're on top of the hill.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, that's beautiful. That's good to know.
Yes, well, we're into the Black History Month, and, you know, we're not staying back because we're black now. We're forging ahead. So let us know what's on your mind and what's happening in your neck of the woods. Leon wants to know.
Okay. On my mind, it's pure love. In my neck of the woods, freezing cold.
So it's freezing cold.
Put together, and we just have to adapt and make the best of it. You know? And Mother Bob, she's hanging in. She's doing much better. The toes is improving. And God is good. Morning, Leanne, and good morning to my family in Nevis, sister, aunts, uncles, nieces and nephews. Have a pleasant Saturday. And good morning to Cardinal Lynette, Barbara, Dennis, Audley, and David. Can't forget David. Good morning, Kathleen. Good morning to each and every one of you, and I hope wherever you are, you're in a blessed, blessed place. So give God thanks that you have risen to see another new day.
Thank you. Good morning. That's my
piece. You're welcome. Good morning, Leah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Yes,
well,
for Saturday, for this Saturday.
Yes, very good. Well, hope you had a good week, Marjorie. We're ending up the week, and it's the last show for February, so we are coming close to the end of February, just a few more days, and then we'll march on into March. But I'll just read what you would have put on here. Maybe you would have written this. Time waits for no man. That's on the Caribbean Global Voices. We just said Happy New Year, and in one motion, here comes the last weekend of the month of February. Wow. They gave us the shortest month of the year to celebrate Black History Month. Little do they know, right here on the Caribbean Global Voices, we celebrate 12 months, 52 weeks, 24/7. Need to be inspired? You are at the right place at the right time. In need of prayer? Keep it locked before 9 o'clock. With your ears cocked, you will be locked into an inspirational hour like you've never experienced before. A teaser in the world of sports before birthdays, anniversaries, and events taking place on this date in history that will be told. Did you somehow make Cardinal special fan list this week? Stay tuned to find out. Hold up, wait a minute. Cardinal have a great commentary. A great commentary for us all. Let us join Dawn and Debbie with the Antigua and Barbuda care to assist the less fortunate of this world. As a matter of fact, let's heal the world by sharing what we can afford. Last lap, final hour on the winding down and winding up. That's what comes away at 11 o'clock. So we'll open the lines then. But in the meantime, you can still be a part of the proceedings. Again, I want to thank Leon for the wonderful opening prayer, and for those who are on his prayer list, hopefully they will find some comfort knowing that they're being remembered. And for those who would have gone to the great beyond, those who are left to be comforted, hopefully you would have heard the voice of Leon Francis bidding you all the very best Well, folks, I think we would have done justice to the housekeeping. If anything else, Leon, we can go into maybe something nice. I was warned by Barbara. She says she'll come by later to say hi and hello. But she said, I know it's Black History, but you better not play some inspirational gospel songs. So let me satisfy the wifey. You know what they said? Happy wife, happy life. Mm-hmm.
I must tell Jesus. Hold on, just listen to this voice.
Never.
That's right. You'll never, never, never be unhappy again once you would have crossed the bridge. But a little bit of information for you. If you were born in the 50s, 60s, 40s, you grew up hearing this voice with this version.
I have lived a life of sin in this world I'm living in. I have done forbidden things I shouldn't do. I ask a beggar along the way if he could tell me where to stay, where I could find real happiness and love that's true. Across the bridge, there's no more sorrow. Across the bridge, there's no more pain. The sun will shine across the river, and you'll never be unhappy again. Follow the footsteps of the King till you hear the voices ring. They'll be singing out the glory of the land. The River Jordan will be near. The sound of trumpets you will hear, and you'll behold the most precious place ever known to man. Across the bridge, there's no more sorrow. Across the bridge, there's no more pain. The sun will shine across the river, and you'll never be unhappy again. Across the bridge, there's no more sorrow. Across the bridge, there's no more pain. The sun will shine across the river, and you'll never be unhappy again.
Yes, indeed, and that's the version of the late, great Jim Reeves and Marcus Furman. Dancing to that one, knowing that, singing along, knowing that she would have grown up on hearing the voice of Jim Reeves. But folks, you know, we are still into the Black History Month, and this is the last of the official February Saturday that they've given us. So I think at this time I'll just read something that was sent to me here and saying something about our blackness. Once again, good morning to Mr. Cardinal Mills, who has joined us in the back row there. So let us see. Hope you can hear me clearly here. It's Life Without Black People. A very humorous and revealing story is told about a group of white people who were fed up with African Americans. So they joined together and wished themselves away. They passed through a deep, dark tunnel and emerged in sort of a twilight zone where there is an American without black people. There is an America without black people. At first, these white people breathed a sigh of relief. At last, they said, no more crime, drugs, violence, and welfare. All of the blacks have gone. Then suddenly, reality set in. The new America is not America at all, only a barren land, one. There are very few crops that have flourished because the nation was built on a slave-supported system. Two, there were no cities with tall skyscrapers because Alexander Mills, a black man, invented the elevator. And without it, one find great difficulty reaching higher floors. Three, there are few, if any, cars because Richard Spikes, a black man, invented the automatic gear shift. Joseph Gumball, also black, invented the supercharged system for internal combustion engines. And Garrett A. Morgan, a black man, invented the traffic signals. Four, furthermore, one could not use the rapid transit system because the procurer was the electric trolley, which was invented by another black man, Albert R. Robinson. 5. Even if there were streets on which cars and a rapid transit system could operate, they were cluttered with paper because an American, an African-American, Charles Brooks, invented the street sweeper. 6. There were few, if any, newspapers, magazines, and books because John Love invented the pencil sharpener. William Purves invented the fountain pen. And Lee Barrage invented the typewriter machine. And W.A. Love invented the advanced printing press. They were all, you guessed it, black. 7. Even if Americans could write their letters, articles, and books, they would not have been transported by mail because William Barry invented postmarking and canceling machine. William Purves invented a hand stamp, and Philip Downing invented a letter box. 8. The lawn were broken and wilted because Joseph Smith invented the lawn sprinkler and John Burr the lawn mower. 9. When they entered their homes, they found them to be poorly ventilated and poorly heated. You see, Frederick Jones invented the air conditioner and Alice Parker the heating furnace. Their homes were also dim, but of course, Louis Latimer later invented the electric lamp, Michael Harvey invented the lantern, and Grenville T. Woods invented the automatic cutoff switch. The homes were also filthy because Thomas W. Stewart invented the map and Lloyd P. Ray the dustpan. 10. The children met them at the door, barefooted, shabby, motley, and unkempt. But what could one expect? John E. Mazingla invented the shoe lacing machine. Walter Sammons invented the comb. Sarah Bone invented the ironing board. And George T. Salmon invented the clothes dryer. 11. Finally, they were resigned to at least have dinner amidst all of this turmoil. But here again, the food had spoiled because another black man, John Standard, invented the refrigerator. Now, isn't that something? What would this country be without the contributions of blacks as African Americans? Well, Martin Luther King Jr. said, by the time we leave for work, millions of Americans have depended on the inventions from the mind of blacks. That's important, from the minds of blacks. Well, black history includes more than just slavery. Frederick Douglass, Martin Luther King Jr., Malcolm X, and Marcus Garvey, and W.E.B. Du Bois. Well, we want you to make sure that you would have got something from what I would have read there, all in the name of black history. And like we said, officially, February is the Black History Month. But we do it here 52 weeks of the year, 12 months of the year, and 24/7. We go black, we're not going back. So again, once again, I want to say good morning, good morning, good morning to each and every one of the folks out there. And of course, we're into the inspirational portion, so we get back to something a little bit more mellow. But finally, we just round out this little segment that I just had there. Come on up, Byron. Dave Hill on a Saturday morning with your Saturday morning entertainment show. This is the Caribbean Global Voices. You can say we have much more for you. We're into the inspirational hour. Once again, I want to say good morning to all the folks who are online with us and those who are viewing via the World Wide Web. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, whatever time is in your neck of woods.
If you clap loud enough, he makes things just a few, just a little bit. Let's get him while we got him, all right? This is a song I should have got. Y'all can help him sing it tonight. Anyone know there's nobody greater than the Lord? South Africa, I love you so much. Come on, lift your sound. Better than that, better than that, better than that.
I climbed up to the highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find no guide. Looked all around, down there, couldn't find no light. Oh no. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you.
Did you search all over, baby?
Searched all over, couldn't find no light. Searched high and low, still couldn't find no light. Nobody's great, nobody's great, nobody better than you.
And this is my favorite part, we're gonna go back in a minute. But lift your hands and say,
and nobody can heal like you can.
Together,
we got it, man. We got it right here going for you. On this, your Saturday morning entertainment show. This is Jacobin Global Voices. And now we're going to go on to the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, Psalm 34. And this one is especially for Kathleen. She loves this one.
And he answered me and delivered me from every fear. Those who look on him are radiant, they'll never be ashamed, they'll never be ashamed. This Corvette cried, and the Lord heard me, and saved me from we
when you're up on the mountain. You've got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. Don't stay, for you're never alone.
For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right.
Truly hope that you would have enjoyed the selected thing, what you would have heard, beginning with the opening prayer by Mr. Leon Francis. But there's much more to come. We are going to be headed into sports at the top of the hour. It's going to be in a short pants this time. Well, it's going to be in brief, because tomorrow we're going to have Jacket and Tie, Westcott, and Tops and all the good stuff. When you're going to have sports from the heavyweights, that comes up at 6 p.m. in the evening until 9. Back to regular scheduling. Remember, on the Super Bowl weekend, it was 3 until 6. So remember, it's going to be all of 52 weeks of sports. I think we have David standing by, so we're going to get into sports shortly. And again, folks, you can always feel free to join us, 563-999-3693, and you will become audible once you push that one. Then, once again, good morning to Dennis over there in Southern California. He is there in his PJs, and we have with us Mr. Colonel Mills as well, co-host of the show, so he's in and standing by to say his piece. I would imagine he wants to welcome David, irrespective of what he says. But let me turn it up a little bit, and I'll bring Cardinal to introduce David on sport.
As the sun shines, you know we're going to take it. We got to
up the fire. And we're not going to knock them down like the devil knocked them down. Tano, good morning, good morning, good morning. And you have the distinct pleasure of bringing David, the main man and the man of the moment. Little David, or is it King David? I'm not going to say to David the name that you refer to him, to me. I will speak and say, King David, your majesty. Cardinal. Mr. Mills, you can unmute yourself and roll out the red carpet for Mr. David.
Yes, good morning, Ivor.
Yes, we're hearing you now.
Okay. I'm not hearing this. And good morning, David. You're coming in.
Good morning. Good morning, Cardinal.
Good morning.
David has to hear what you say first before he answer you, you know. David and I talk. You think he can just say good morning to you without hearing what you say?
Really? Wow.
Okay, then.
I don't think David is worried about what I say because David knows he's my friend.
David never used the word worried about what to say. He said he is very concerned about what he has to say.
Worried, concerned, whatever. Pick your word.
No, not in my word.
David,
I don't even hear the message what David said.
David doesn't have any of those connections to what I might have said. You know, because like I say, David knows he's my friend.
That's right, Cardinal. That's right. You know when troublemakers trying to, you know, squeeze in, get in there, he's trying to get into that circle, you know.
I know you take a friend to do a friend. You can use the S word if you want. Well, folks, we're into sports. Before we get to hear Cardinal greeting his many fans, and I know you're going to leave out someone this morning, but it's interesting. It's someone who had fallen off of his special list, and he would let us know if someone would have joined the list. But all I have to say before Cardinal comes in, if he misses something, I'm going to say, but Cardinal, there is someone in this sport.
Hey, good morning again, Ivor. Good morning, Cardinal. I must also say good morning to Lynette, Martrice, Barbara. Good morning, Dennis. Good morning, Hardly. I see we got good sunshine, so I guess he's not down here, still up north, spewing his weather. You know, good morning, Leon. Good morning to the listeners. Whoever they are, good morning, good day, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Show, the Sports Edition. This would like to start off, Ivor, by, and I don't want the golf aficionado, string me up yet, start calling for my hand, and telling them to hang David Maitland, so. I'm just going to bring the Under Classic, the PGA Under Classic is here in Palm Beach Gardens. I'm looking at the leaderboard. As I said, I'm not a golf aficionado. I don't know much about golf. So when Tiger Woods is on there, we all rooted for him, which incidentally last week he was out playing, but on this leaderboard here, I don't see his name on this. I don't know the golf. In twos, yes, the people could maybe correct me if I'm wrong. So this, at the leaderboard, says Justin Sosh with 130 stroke. Chris Kirk with 131 stroke. I guess, I don't know, I see the minus 10. So I just gave Ben Taylor is next with 132. Ryan Gerard is also with 132. They're in third place. In fifth place, you have Bryce Garrett with 133. Ben Martin with 133 is also in fifth. Eric Cole, 133. And then in eighth place, you have Tona Goyle with 134. Like I said, I don't know much about golf. I don't know what those mean. They say strokes. I guess they're minus 6 and minus 7 or minus 8 and minus 9 and minus 10. So the golf people will know what those figures mean. As for me, I'm just looking at some figures. Next, we'll go to the National Hockey League. Last night, the Florida Panthers lost to the Buffalo Sabres. The Wildcat Maple Leaf, the Toronto Maple Leaf, defeated Minnesota Wildcats, Wild. And Canadiens defeated, that must be Montreal, defeated to the Philadelphia Flyers. And Carolina Hurricane, defeated the Senators. The Kings. Oh, by the way, the score in the Maple Leaf game was Maple Leaf 2, Wild 1. And in the Florida Panther game, Sabres was 3, Panthers was 1. In the Canadiens game, Canadiens was 5, Flyers was 2. And in the Senators game, Hurricane was 4, Senators 0. And then the Kings versus Islanders, Kings 3, Islanders 2, Avalanche and Jets, that must be Winnipeg, Jets, they are on the Colorado, the Avalanche is 5, the Jets is 1. Today game coming up, the Oilers will play the Blue Jackets at 12:30, Rangers will play Capitals at 1 o'clock. 3 o'clock, you have Penguins versus the Blues, the Bruins versus the Canucks, that's at 7 p.m., the Ducks versus the Hurricane at 7 p.m., Senators versus Canada at 7, Flyers versus the Devils at 7, Lightning versus Red Wing at 8, Stars versus Golden Knights at 10, Blackhawks versus Seahawks, Sharks at 10, and Flames versus Avalanche at 10. It seems like there's a lot of hockey games on tonight. So you get out your popcorn, your wings, or your champagne, however you celebrate or watch the game, there's hockey on tonight. Tonight is Saturday. And there's hockey galore there. So we go to the NBA. Some results of last night's game. New York versus Washington. New York 115, Washington 109. Cleveland versus Atlanta. Atlanta 136, Cleveland 119. Miami versus Milwaukee. Milwaukee 128, Miami 99. Charlotte versus Minnesota. Charlotte 121, Minnesota. Minnesota is 113. Brooklyn versus Chicago. Chicago 131, Brooklyn 87. Oklahoma City versus Phoenix. Phoenix 124, Oklahoma 115, Houston versus Golden State, Golden State 116, Houston 101, and Sacramento versus LA, Sacramento 176, LA 175, and that was a double overtime game. With Malik Monk getting 45 points and Kyrie Leonard getting 44 points. So that was a humdinger of a game. Two overtime, to decide that game there. And upcoming games for today, Toronto versus Detroit at 7. I'm sorry, at 12 noon. Miami versus Charlotte at 7. Indiana versus Orlando at 7. New Orleans versus New York at 7:30. Denver versus Memphis at 8. Boston versus Philadelphia at 8:30. And San Antonio versus Utah at 9. So that's the NBA, what's happening over there in the NBA. We now move on to the EPL. I'm sorry, yeah, the English Premier League, Bartley's English Premier League, which Fulham played yesterday. They and Wolverhampton tied 1-1. The Newcastle United and Brighton and Wolves Albion, that game is postponed. Today's game starting at 10. Have Everton versus Villa, Aston Villa, West Ham versus Nottingham Forest, Leeds United versus Southampton, Leicester City versus Arsenal. At 12:30, Beaumont versus Manchester City. 2:45, Crystal Palace versus Liverpool. And for tomorrow's game, you have Tottenham versus Chelsea, Arsenal versus Everton, Liverpool versus Wolverhampton. I'm sorry, gentlemen. The Arsenal-Everton game is on the 1st. It's on February 1st, March 1st. And Liverpool versus Wolverhampton Wanderers is also on March 1st. And March 4th is Man City versus Newcastle United, Arsenal versus Beaumont, and Aston Villa versus Crystal Palace. So that's what's happening there. In the standings, and give some standing. Arsenal is still on top with 54 points. They lead in Manchester City by 2 points. They play 23 games. Manchester City play 24. In third place is Man United with 49 points. Tottenham and 42. They're in fourth. Newcastle, they play 23 games. They're in fifth. They're on 41 points. Fulham are in sixth. They're on 39. Brighton is in seventh. They're on 35. Liverpool is on 20. Is in eighth place on 35 points. Brentford is in ninth on 35. So, and that game there between Liverpool only play 22, Brentford play 23 games. So Liverpool have a game up there. Chelsea is in 10th on 31. Aston Villa is in 11th on 28. Crystal Palace is in 12th on 26. Nottingham Forest is in 13 and 25. Leicester City is in 14 and 24. Wolverhampton Wanderers are on 15 and 24. Everton is on 16 and 21. Beaumont is on 17 and 21. And the bottom three is West Ham on 20 points from some 23 games. Leeds, 19 from some 23, and Southampton, 18 from some 23 games. So that's the table there for what's happening in the national, not national, that's the English Premier League there. So you can look out for what's going on there. Or, as I said, there are games on today. Now we turn to some cricket, which we have a humdinger of a game, but rain seems like it's going to save or wants to save New Zealand. So the cricket sort of died down. You know, we had a number of T20 games was being played, and that sort of died down there. So we just have a few games now. The England and New Zealand is presently engaged in their test match. 2 days is gone. England made 435 for 8 declare. And I'm telling you that these guys, it seems to me that they're playing either a T20 or a one-day game the way these guys and the rate they score that in these matches. Now, I said that I'm 435 for 8 declare with Harry Brook getting 186 from 176 balls. He only spent 207 minutes at the crease. He had 24 fours and 5 sixes. Joe Root, 153 knockouts. His 153 came from 224 balls. He was the slow of the two batters. He had 10 fours and 3 sixes. The next best score was 27 from Ben Stokes on 28 balls. He had 5 fours in that. Bowling for New Zealand, Matt Henry get 4 for 100 from 22.1 overs. And Michael Braithwaite get 2 for 54 from 11 overs. When they batted, at one stage they were like about 26 for 2, I think. Yeah, they were 21 for 3 at one stage there. So they were faltering. They seemed to make a recovery, but I don't think that's enough recovery. They're now 138 for 7. Tom Leighton top scoring with 35. Henry Nichols getting 30. And Tom Blundell is 25, not out, and the skipper, Tim Southee, is 23, not out. Bowling for England so far, James Sanderson getting 3 for 37, and Jack Leach getting 3 for 37. And said, it is just day 2, and rain seems to be playing havoc in this game. So that's what's happening there. Now we turn, I'm going to turn to the Women's World Cup. And I thought that everyone was handing England to be in that final. But they got beaten by South Africa yesterday. South Africa made 164 for 4 batting first with Tasmin Brits getting 68 from 54 ball. He had six fours and 2 6. And Laura Wolvart getting 53 and 27 goal into Marie-Jeanne Kapp, 27 not out. Bowling for England, Sophie Ellis Stone getting 3 for 22 from some 4 overs. And England women batted, they made 158 for 8 with Nat Chiver Brunt getting 40. 34 went to Danny Watt. 31 go to Heather Knight. 28 going to Sophia Dunkley. 158 for 8 with Kahanka. She's getting 4-4-29 from some forwards. And Ishmael, Sabine Ishmael getting 3-27. So England, I'm sorry, South Africa is into the final there Australia. They are trying to find the woman score, the India result there. But that's all I'm not coming up with it at the moment. So that's what South Africa will play Australia into the women's final there. We also have the Pakistan Super League is the only T20 league that is going on at the moment. And I think it sort of bodes well for the cricket. You can at least watch one or two games, but for the past month or so, it was like 4 and 5 T20 leagues was being played at the same time. So, you know, the Indian Premier League is coming up in March, and that is going to take 2 months to be played because they're going back to the home and away formats. But Islamabad United, they made 220 for 6 with Azman Khan getting 97 from 42 balls. He had 9 4s and 8 6s. Next is Asif Ali getting 42 from 24 balls. He has 1 4 and 4 6s. Colin Monro getting 38 from 22 balls. 1 4 and 4 6s. It's 220 for 6. Yeah, 2 wickets each to Mohamed Hussain and Odin Smith. Odin Smith getting 2 for 41 from 4 overs. And Hussain getting 2 for 52 from 4 when they quartet Gladiators batted, they could only muster 157 with Mohamed Asif getting 48 from 26 balls. He has 4 fours and 2 sixes. Safraz Ahmed, 41 from 36 balls. Aktif Akhtar Ahmed getting 39 from 27. He has 3 fours and 2 sixes. Those were the main contributors there. Bowling for bowling for the Islamabad United. There was 3 wickets each to Hassan Ali and Farooqi. He got 3 for 28 from 3.1 overs, and Hassan Ali getting 3 for 39 from 4. There's 2 wickets to Abar Ahmed, 2 for 21 from 4, and Shadab Khan getting 2 for 28. So that's what's happening on the international scene. As I said, I was trying to find the other scores from Australia women versus India women, but I know Australia women defeated India women. Just can't find the scores at this present
we'll
time.
We'll get that tomorrow, David, and with the heavyweights. Don't worry about that.
So, local cricket, we have the final round of the South Florida Premier League has been cleared this weekend. Next week, playoffs start. We have Eagles versus Ambassador. This is at Tradewinds Park. This game starts at 9 a.m. There's a doubleheader here at Tradewinds Park. At 10, They are assaulting their versus Tropic International, Florida Tigers versus Palm Beach Hurricanes. That Tropics International assaulting their game is at the sports bar. Florida Tigers versus Palm Beach Hurricanes, this is Central Broad Regional Park 3 and 4. West Palm Beach United versus Atlantic, that's at Brad Pitalo Park South. At Mack Brown, you have Miami Lions versus US Cricket Academy. Titans versus St. Beth, that's at John Prince Park. Tufan versus Kendall Star, that's at Brad Pitalo Park North. At 11, no, this game is forfeited. Port St. Lucie versus Florida Cricket Academy game. That game was awarded to Port St. Lucie. And at 2 o'clock at Neymar Regional Park South, you have South Florida Sunrisers versus Underdog. This game was originally scheduled to be played in Central Broad Regional Park on Field 1 and 2. I was told that field is not available. They're moving this game to Miramar. And then at 2:30 at Tradewinds, we have Strikers versus Palm Beach Gladiators. So that's what's happening internationally. The cricket, basketball, hockey, PGA, English Premier League. So, gentlemen, that's it from this week's sports. I'm going to let Cardinal come in to greet his many fans. So that's it for me for this week, Iowa, for sports. Until we talk again next week.
Okay.
Good morning, David.
Wonderful game.
Yeah.
Thank
David,
you, David.
What's saying good morning, David?
Morning. Is this Leon?
Yes. Yeah, just saying hello to you.
Hey, morning. So morning. I guess you got speared this week from that bad weather that blew across here, up there in the Northeast. So you did not get any of it this time. It went by. You and the Sanchez up here got lucky.
Leon just get dropped too. Just get dropped. Let's see. Is he gonna come back? Cardinal, we have Cardinal on here for 2 minutes, so let's deal. See if Cardinal is in a position. Say a quick good morning there to Cardinal in the meantime. While Leon try to get back on.
Okay, yeah, well it's good to always good to have Cardinal around. Cardinal, good morning, sir. Am I hearing him?
Yeah, but he has to be in a position to talk. Don't forget that.
Oh, okay.
He's on the DOB. But
okay,
that's him trying to come in there. Yeah, he's on. He's saying something, but it sounds a little garbled. He just said something. Come and talk again. Yeah, you're not coming in too clearly, Cutner.
But we'll get to cut now. We'll get to cut now the greetings, man. We know you are busy.
Yeah, okay. That'll be the greeting until the end comes.
Yes, let me say good morning to all the fans, friends and supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. And to all the special friends as well. But before, I have to say condolences to my daughter, Tash. Her uncle died recently. His funeral is going to be tomorrow. So she's also traveling. So I'm hoping that she travels safely. I also want to say good morning and my condolences also to the Glasgow and Joseph family here in St. Croix, who they buried one of their loved ones. And also, now that I've confirmed it, I want to send my condolences to the family of Myrna Baker. Now that confirm that she has passed. Sad because, you know, you can say that she was still in the thrill of her youth. But sadly, she left us somewhat suddenly and unexpectedly. You know, those are the ones that are really difficult to handle. But my condolences to friends, family, classmates, and everyone else who shared her life while she was around. Now let me go on and say good morning to this special fan. Starting up in New York, I'm going to say good morning to Mortis, Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Bubs in Nils. I'm hoping that you're getting greater weather up there. And I've heard that it's getting better. And David mentioned earlier that he thinks oddly he's getting warm weather while he's not back in South Florida yet. I don't know. So
he's wrong. I'm not saying
he's getting warm weather, you know. I'm saying we have warm and nice weather, so I know Ardley's not back down here. He's still up there spewing his cold up here in the northeast, so I want him to stay on that side. Don't venture down my side. That's why Leon got scared the other day, because Ardley's still up in the north there spewing his bad weather. So that's what I'm saying. He's not here in Florida because we're having perfect weather down here.
Well, he's here now, David. I can tell you. So preparing for the weather to change anytime now. He's back.
Okay.
Thanks for clearing that up, David. Anyway, let me go on over to St. Martin, where they always have great weather. Last week was the carnival on the French side over in Marigot. And so they were having a ball over there in St. Martin as usual. And as you know, Trinidad's carnival also ended earlier this week on Tuesday. And then I think it's the same day as Mardi Gras in Louisiana. So, you know, my best wishes to all the revelers, and I'm hoping that everything went away smoothly without any unfortunate mishaps. So, to the people in St. Martin, hope you had a great carnival and celebrate the people from the Dutch side, celebrating with the people over on the French side. But when you look at them, none of them look French or Dutch to me. Anyway, I'm going to keep saying it that way until they tell me they're ready to change. I'm going to go over to St. Kitts. I'm going to say good morning to Lynette over there in St. Kitts. They're not having too much of a activity that they have been told about, but they're celebrating nevertheless. Good morning, Lynette. I'm hoping that you're having a grand time, whatever happens. There's still the usual social conflicts. I'm going to go over to Nevis. I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Renford Doe and his staff at 2020 Vision Radio, in particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. I've seen some notices of Black History activity going on over in Nevis. And let me just not say anything else until I get to my commentary later. Good morning to my friend and classmate, Mr. Earl Sargent, hanging out over there with us, keeping things quiet, keeping things cool. I'm hoping that he's rolling on with the history and, you know, keeping up with it. We've been known to have that dedication to our ancestry and identity for quite a long time, while we were still schoolboys, as they would call it. Good morning, Earl. I think that everything is fine. And I got to say, while I'm in Nevis, I got to say good morning to my classmate, Cecilia, who I think is still vacationing, a long vacation away from the cold of New York, the warmth of the Caribbean over there in Little Nevis. Have fun, little lady. We see you when you get back here. I'm going to go on over to the UK, where I'm going to say good morning to Omel. I didn't quite get the scores from
from David this morning, but I'm sure Omer did. Okay, and so I'm going to hear her complaints later, or her thrills later. I'm going to step across the channel. I'm going to say good morning to the people in Fort Lauderdale. Good morning, Elimat. I hope the brother is doing pretty well. We know and we're with you. We are aware of your challenges. But we do like to hear from you from time to time. And do hear from you from time to time. And we appreciate that. I'm going to say good morning to Marva Jones and my favorite celebrity, Tiffany. Malik, her brother, and little sister, Kanaya, good morning to you. I'm going to go on to the down to the southwest and say good morning to Jerome Cutner Richardson, who comes to you by way of Sandy Point. You know that Cutner is listening in at this time. I've just noted it. So, Cutner, have a great day. Listen quietly, and we're going to hear from you later on. I'm going to go on up to Georgia. I'm going to say good morning to Monique, Yvette, and Barbara. Hoping that they're having a great time over there as well. If the weather cools warm, that's kind of warm for this time of year, I'm sure that they would be enjoying much of it. The cold, nah, that's not something that me and David are dedicated to. Good morning to you anyway. Enjoy it, whatever it is, sunshine, cold sunshine, warm sunshine, because whatever we've got, always got sunshine here on the Saturday morning entertainment show. Let me say good morning to my dear sister Yvonne over there in Melbourne. And I realize now that I haven't heard from her recently. I mean, like last week. But there's no worries. No, she's still got a big grin on her face and living it up. Good morning, my dear. And good morning to the Saturday morning entertainment show, Inspiration of Our Greatest Fan. Kathleen, hoping that you are continuing to enjoy your piece of the show and the rest of the show, and you're with us having a great time. That said, good morning to all fans, friends, and supporters. Stick around, because Ivor's got a great show.
No, yeah, and he's shocking.
Because I got to remember, over there in the UK, I slipped out on Michelle. Good morning, Michelle. Michelle wants a calypso every Saturday. Good morning, Michelle. I am very sorry, and I'm hoping that Ivor didn't hear that. So, Michelle is standing by, waiting to hear her little piece of calypso. That's what her thrill is. Good morning, Michelle, and good morning to all fans, friends, and supporters of the Saturday morning entertainment. Stick around, because I will get a great show.
I'm not even sure if I say you recovered, but I'm not sure you recovered well. You slipped. And Yvonne, and then you slip in Kathleen, and then you slip by Michelle. But Lynette is the one who texted me and said, he seemed like Cardin don't have too much grease in his ear. He looked like his brain is slipping. But she can talk for herself. She's on. Lynette, good morning.
Yeah, no.
Lynette, talk for yourself.
Well,
Lynette, take off the mute, Lynette.
I guess you are not one of those guys who give people your advice because you're not using it.
Lynette, good morning.
Good morning, Lynette.
Well, she's in, but muted there. Anyway, Matthew is going to say she wants to hear your voice, so he's on now. Say he's not in a position to speak. He's not coming through really, really well. So go ahead and say good morning to Cutner, Matthew. Where's Matthew? She's down at the bottom here.
Hello?
Yes. Connor said he just took a little break here and he asked for you. So, don't know what's up with that. So, you might as well say something. Let him know that you're at peace or you're okay, or you may very well be in pieces. We don't know. Because it seems like you got to give Cardinal peace there, give David peace there. Cardinal said he wants the whole hug.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh.
Serious?
It could be serious. Lynette, I don't know. She's on, but she's audible. Anyway, go ahead and say your hello quickly.
Well, good morning, Cardinal. I hope wherever you are, you're in good health and strength and you are happy. I'm here, and I'm in one piece, not pieces, as a certain person would think, and I'm doing well. So it's good to know that I've been thought of, and just know that you've been thought of too. So, you know, one love. Stay blessed and have a good day. Enjoy the weekend.
Hello.
There you go. Keep your heart out.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We got Lynette on here twice. Let me see which one she's picking up on. Lynette? Okay, I guess we just have to hang up both of them. She's down there twice. None of them coming through, so let's get rid of these. Okay. So let's go ahead now. It's just about that time when we're going to be heading up to Antigua Care. So another 2 minutes or so. That's when we're going to have the Antigua Care coming through with us. Leon was saying, anyway, Leon is back now. He apparently he had dropped. And he's back, so I don't know if you wanted to say something, Leon. You were speaking to David. And then it seemed as if you dropped out. But, baby. Okay. Then we come back after Dawn and Debbie.
About the generations, and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children, so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. Brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world.
Well, right on cue, right on time. You know what time it is. It's time to heal the world, and it's time to let us know what Dawn and Debbie are doing in terms of making this world a brighter and better place. We know that Dawn is trying to send her mother off in grand style. She's gone on to be with the Lord, but the home homegoing would be on Monday. I'm sure she'd be able to tell us a little bit more about that. That's one way, not only to care for the living, but to care for the dying as well. So good morning, Debbie. Welcome to
good
your
morning. Good morning.
Happy morning.
Happy Saturday. I don't think Dawn is on today, but happy Saturday to gentlemen and all who is in listening to the sound of my voice. On behalf of Antique and Bob Unicare, I just want to thank everyone for listening to us each and every Saturday. Dawn is in Antigua. Her mom's funeral is on Monday, the 27th of February at Meridian Church. And then they have the repast and stuff afterwards. Also, Travis's mom's funeral, I'll be able to, Miss Bernie's funeral, I'll be able to let you know when that is. It's going to be in March, I think March the 24th. I'm not sure, but I'll make sure that I get the right date. I'll put it up on the website and everything so that everyone will know when is Miss Bernie's funeral. Once again, our thoughts and prayers are with Dawn and Travis at this particular time as they mourn and grieve their loved matriarch in their family. My mom would say years ago, half a mother is better than none. So I know how the heart is grieving and how the heart feels, the highs, the lows, etc. Just put it in the hands of the Lord and let the Lord grant your family peace and comfort in knowing that He has them in his hands and in everywhere in heaven. On behalf of Auntie Bobby the Pears, once again, just wanted to say thank you. Last week, we were able to give out 50 book bags in Barbuda. I usually send pictures to Mr. Liana, make sure I do so. They started the distribution as of Monday to the kids over in Barbuda who are so elated and so happy and so thankful that we were able to do that for them. So we just wanted to share with people what their donation goes to. We have an agency, Authentic Caribbean, who donated a lot of the book bags to the Barbudans and the Antiguans. So some went to Antigua and some went to Barbuda. And we want to officially thank Authentic Caribbean for such a magnificent donation. Once again, this is Debbie Simon Campbell on behalf of the Antigua and Barbuda Cares in the diaspora. We want to just say, continue to give. It's so needed. It's so necessary. And the joy and the elation on these kids' face says volumes when they get something that they did not have. I can be reached at 845-820-6598. My email is Debbie Campbell, NYC, DebbyCampbell, NYC@AOL.com. And if you have a small package that you just want to send to Antigua and you don't even, just call me. I'll let you know how to ship it to, and you can send it directly to Pastor Pete or to any of the organizations that you feel that you want to support. I'm not just saying just to support us. There's so many different entities in Antigua and Barbuda that requires help. If you can help in some small way, it would be greatly appreciated. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, indeed. we have Lynette is over there in St. Kitts, but she's a very, very good friend of Dr. John Cochran, the eye specialist there in St. Kitts. So, Lynette, lend your voice at this time in the condolences. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, everybody. Morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Debbie. How are you?
I'm good. I'm surely blessed and highly favored. Praise the Lord.
Yes, we just want to send out our condolences again to the Cochran family. Dr. Josian is already there. And we wish them all the best on Monday. It's not going to be easy, but with time, it will get better. Yeah?
Yes, Dr. Josie,
I'll definitely make sure I express your condolences to the family also if they're not listening.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have an amazing day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, okay. Kind of you do the honors and sending off Debbie?
Yes. All the listeners, I'm hoping that they are inspired by her relentless pursuit of happiness for everybody and taking those who are in destitute positions and lending them a helping hand. The dedication to this effort is nothing short of remarkable. And I'm hoping that that in itself would inspire others, those among our listeners, to share in this effort and contribute to it as healthily as they can. Thanks, Debbie.
You're welcome. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.
There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space. Make a better place. Heal the world. Make it a better place.
To hear that the Barbudans are really, really happy with some 60 packages that would have been donated to them there by the here. Well, what about now? We are going to go into birthdays, celebrations, and events that would have taken place on this day. So we're going to be celebrating.
Yes. Today is the 25th of February, moving along very fine. This month ends in 3 days. So we are right at the end of February, and these are birthdays for today. Birthdays, events, anniversaries, and historical notes sent to us with the compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. Out of Australia, it's the birthday of Alma Boyce, Steve Rickson, Stuart McGill, Glenn Bishop, and George Bonner. Out of England, Wally Harding, Rakim Mahmoud, John Allen. Remember, commentator John Allen. Out of Sri Lanka, Dan Anurasiri. Out of Namibia, Craig Williams. Out of New Zealand, Matthew Bell. Out of India, Farouk Engineer. Out of Denmark, Musa Shaheen Mahmoud. Out of Netherlands, Tim van de Goeden. Out of Bangladesh, Sumia Saka. Out of France, Mohamed Zewad Amazadi. Out of Uganda, Abraham Muligaba. Out of the UAE, Abraham Gulkan. Out of, and it is the birthday of someone we know, Ivor, Travis Webb. Yvette's son, on his nephew. Jamaican, it's also the birthday of Jamaican sprinter Dan Quarry. Former Beatles, George Harrison. Rick Flair, a wrestler. Rashida Jones, a movie actress. John Doe, a punk singer. Former CBS Newsman Bob Schaefer has a birthday today. Comedian Carl Stubbs today. Latin singer Julio Iglesias makes a birthday today. Oh, that should be Julio Iglesias Jr. That's not the father, the son. He makes a birthday today. He's 50. The father is about 70-something. Country singer Shauna Thompson is 45. Naga Munchetti, a television presenter, is 48. Bobby Riggs, tennis player. Remember Bobby Riggs who challenged the women and say, well, you can't play with as well as men. Joachim Noah, former professional basketball player. I think he is the son of Yannick Noah, former tennis player out of France by way of the Cameroons, I think. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that, though. Shelly Jesse Raphael, a journalist and actress. Paul O'Neill, a baseball player. Robert Ripley, from Ripley's Believe It or Not. He was born in 1890. Sheru Shagari, the first democratically elected president of Nigeria. James Brown, a sportscaster, is from the NFL today. In 1751, the first performing monkey exhibited in America, in New York City, and the admission to see him was 1 cent, 1751. In 1799, the first federal forestry legislation authorizes purchase of timberland. In 1814, Australia's first currency, the holy dollar, introduced for the colony of New South Wales. In 1836, Samuel Colt patents the first multi-shot revolving cylinder. Revolver, enabling the firearm to be fired multiple times without reloading. You heard about the Colt 45. Seminoles and Black, in 1839, Seminoles and the Black Allies were shipped from Tampa Bay, Florida to the West to get rid of them. In 1862, Congress formed the U.S. Bureau of Engraving and Printing of newly issued U.S. paper currency, the United States note. In 1870, Hiram R. Revels is sworn in as the first African-American member of Congress as a U.S. senator from Mississippi. That's 1870, folks, not 1970. In 1895, the Groenloop Nature Reserve in Pretoria, South Africa, was established by President Paul Kruger as the first game sanctuary. In 1901, the U.S. Steel Corporation organized on J.P. Morgan Senior. In 1908, the first tunnel under the Hudson River Railway was opened. In 1919, Oregon is first state to tax gasoline at 1 cent per gallon. In 1924, Mary Boyce scored 156 points in a Maryland high school basketball game. In 1930, George Headley completes twin tons. Remember George Headley? At last, he completes twin tons 114, 112 in the third test win against England in Georgetown, Guyana. This is then, this is then, this is 1930. New York industrialist Thomas Yorke purchases the Boston Red Sox for $1.25 million. In 1951, the first Pan-American Games opened in Buenos Aires, Argentina. In 1956, Nikita Khrushchev denounces Joseph Stalin as the 20th Congress of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union. In 1964, Muhammad Ali, then known as Cassius Clay, with his first world heavyweight boxing title, when Sonny Liston failed to come out for the seventh round. And this happened at the Convention Center in Miami Beach, Florida. In 1972, Paul McCartney, former member of the Beatles, said, released his single, Give Ireland Back to the Irish. In 1978, England cricket all-rounder Ian Botham scores his first test century of 103 versus New Zealand in Christchurch. In 1980, a coup oust Prime Minister Henrik Arend of Suriname. In 1986, Corazon Aquino becomes the president of the Philippines, and dictator Ferdinand Marcos flees the country. In 1986, the U.S. Supreme Court upholds in a high-court decision affirmative action civil rights provision. In 1992, blues musician Muddy Waters wins a Lifetime Achievement Award at the 34th Annual Grammy Award. In 1993, Pakistan is all out for 43 runs against the West Indies in a one-day international tournament, their record low. In 2012, World Health Organization removed India from the list of polio epidemic countries. Those are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today, February 25th. And like they say, compliments of Mr. Audley Watson.
And we round out Black History Month. A
some of those five black guys who will kill a black man. I read it this morning, man. Martin Luther King saying, the minds of a black man is what everyone is living by. The very mind of black people. Never mind the invention. Let's stir it up. The great Robert Nestor Marley. Born too soon, if you ask me. Alongside Martin Luther King, Reverend Malcolm X. Get a bass line. Boom, 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 boom. That's the bass line in that song. Commentary. It's going to be a good one. It's the last of the official, well, the Saturday for us in terms of Black History, official, I said. But we'll continue our blackness. They say once you go black, you could never turn back. That's what I was told.
Okay. Yeah, this is what it's going to be called. The end, a celebration for 2023 Black History Month. Now, history is an account of the activities and events through which a people develop their socioculture that explains their identity. Therefore, for a people to understand and embrace their identity, their history must be an integral part of the curriculum of instruction and information that is the source of their education or academic preparation. The tragedy of Black history is that it has been reduced to an annual celebration of events and people, seemingly with the objective of proving the validity of Black people's existence and value. It is as if to say, look at all these wonderful contributions Black people have made. Therefore, we are worthy of the approval and acceptance of those who deny our human identity. This is really sad. The truth be told, Black history includes the genius of the people who laid the foundation for what we call civilization. Now that civilization reached its summit, more or less, in what was called Kemet, but it actually originated in Uganda, in the Sudan, at the base of Mount Kilimanjaro, and developed northward along the Nile Valley, and it reached its most prominent expression in Egypt through what was called Nubia. Egypt was called, I should say, Ethiopia was called Kush, and Egypt was called Kemet. Kemet meaning the land of the black. Now, Egypt was called the land of the black before black became a label of identity for a race of people. I should say black, before black was a label of racial identity. Because black at that point meant civility, it meant wisdom and power. And that is why, you see, judges wear black robes. Black at that time did not mean the indications of a people who were less civilized as a race and has a lesser capacity of intelligence that would not permit them to evolve to humanhood. Black at that time meant, was symbolic of the darkness out of which light and life emerged, such as the darkness of the womb, the darkness of the universe. You all remember when you first read the creation story, you're talking about the life and light coming out of the darkness. Now, surprisingly, I understand earlier this week, Kevin Hart had a show in Egypt, and he referred to the Egyptians as black people. And somebody got upset. You know, and so the contradiction here is very clear. When the original civilization that started this life that we are enjoying originated in the land of the blacks. Now, you got to say, well, a number of people moved into Egypt since then anyway. But it was the original Africans, the Nubian people, who eventually built that civilization in Egypt. In that time, it was called Kemet. Now, more importantly, you see, unfortunately, the annual celebration of Black History does not take this origin of civilization into account. Unfortunately, the annual celebration, I should say more importantly, the curriculum of information that is the source of our academic preparation is saturated with the history of the development of European socioculture. Of course, crafted from a European point of view. It goes without saying that European socioculture cannot explain the identity of African people. Accordingly, the academic diet of this history being constantly fed to black people leave black people in a tragic state of an identity crisis. We are at a loss as to what and who we really are. I remember the days when black people did not want to be called black people. I remember the days when black people, and those days are still here, when black people did not want to be called Africans. They preferred to be called British subjects, or rather British objects, than to be called African, which is the identity of their ancestors. And as all people just tell us, sheep can bring good. So as the children of Africans, we are Africans, but we didn't want that name. We prefer the names that the European placed on us. We prefer to be Negroes than to be called black. Even though the Europeans coined the word Negro as a symbol, as a label of identity which suggests our inferiority, our savagery, our lack of civilization. That's what that term meant. But we prefer to call that than to be called what we actually were, African people. So that is what I mean by an identity crisis. So Black History comes around and we begin to express ourselves as though our history originates in slavery rather than our history originating in the Nile Valley and establish the premises or the foundation of what we know today as civilization. It is in our history that came forth and produced mathematics, chemistry, physics. Or do you think the pyramids were built? And those are structures that up to today, Western technology does not understand how these structures were built without steel and has remained in place for the last 20,000 years. They don't understand that technology up till today. There are also pyramids in South America known to be, to have crafted and built by people out of Africa. So which means they had skill and technology in traveling across the ocean. We laid that foundation. It is the final expression of it is the civilization of the Nile Valley through Sudan, which is Nubia, Kush, which is Ethiopia, and Kemet, which is Egypt. But we don't want to claim that civilization ourselves. So we allow someone else to come along and tell us, having borrowed from African civilization, even though they adulterated what they borrowed, and tell us that they are the architects or the original architects of civilization. And the people whom they dehumanized were uncivilized savages. That's us. And we bought that story as well, because that's the diet what they will be fed on in the standard curriculum of instruction that was the source of our so-called education. So February ends, and we enter this illusion that the study of our history has also taken an exit, only to be welcomed again when February comes around next year. We got to wise up and accept, in the words of Master Scarvey, if we are a people without the knowledge of our history, we are like a tree without roots. It's not productive. It's not stable. It cannot stand. It will always fall. And it will always die. Those are my thoughts. I can bring you in. Whatever you see. Comments invited. Back to you, Eva.
Cardinals commentary for this week and the last Saturday of the month of February We'll be marching on into March next Saturday, into the third month, and we're getting up to 721. Hey, Martin, how are you doing? 721. That's a good number. They used to say 10 to 1 is murder. Well, I boil it down. I just need 7, man. 7 to 1 is 7 to I alone. We still have Leonard with us here, and we invite you to either to respond to Cardinal's commentary, or you can have your own. But you know, I have one or two questions that I have to ask. Leonard, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, very good. I understand there was Parliament on St. Kitts, even the Nevis too, but let's deal with St. Kitts. And the AG, he brought a bill forward, integrity in public life, that's on the cards. Prior to that, we heard the judge would have struck down one of his wishes, where he wished to muzzle a host of a show, well, former parliamentarian, Ian Patrick Lyburn, he has a radio show, and he tried to take away his amendment right, his Fifth Amendment right, freedom of speech. That was struck down. But then there's some nanny business there and social security. That part I don't get too clearly. If you wish, you can talk about that too. So what is actually going on in St. Kitts with, in terms of the AG, bringing bills forward, integrity? Is there integrity? I'm not sure. I'm just asking.
Hello, everybody, again. I would answer it this way. I did not listen to the House of Assembly.
Please come off the fence.
I did not listen. You can let me answer. I did not listen to the assembly. I have seen stuff in the social media, and that's all I know.
Well, what have you seen in the social media?
Cardinal, I prefer to be called Petition, Division, and Grillion. Any one of the three, I'm fine.
You don't want to call black?
Your petition on the vision or Anguillian identity originated in slavery. Had it not been for
the
enslavement
of
African people.
That's where I was born.
No, I'm telling you, had it not been for the transatlantic slave trade and the imposition of Euro culture, you would not have even been called Kittishin on the vision. Kitsenkit was not Kenkit until the Europeans called it that. Before that, Senkit
was
Lyamiga. Yes,
okay? I
know
that.
So there was no Antigua.
Yes.
There was no Antigua.
Whatever name represents Senkit, Nevis, Anguilla, that's me.
Okay, I need to ask a question. Let me ask you the question.
Hold on. Let me finish this. There was no Antigua before the arrival of the Europeans. They called it that. The original people, the indigenous peoples of Antigua, who were the Kalinago people.
What that mean?
And history told us that they were Caribs. They weren't Caribs, because Carib is actually a negative name. They were the Kalinago people. Over there in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and Grenada and the Grenadines, you had the Garifuna people. Out here in the west, St. Croix, St. Thomas, Jamaica, Haiti, I should say Hispaniola, Puerto Rico, you had the Quisqueya and the Taino people. Okay? None of them were Indians. Anguilla was part of the Kalinago people. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, the name that we carry now, sometimes we call ourselves West Indians, that's a misnomer. Because we are nowhere close to India. Never mind to be the western edge of India. That's a
even when Europeans are wrong, we still decide to let them think that they are right. And we allow them to do that by accepting the identity, the label of identity that they impose us with. And that is part of the identity crisis.
Okay, so
all right,
Linda, I need to ask you a question. The folks them who are bleaching, you know what we're talking about, bleaching. What are they doing?
Your skin.
You're right. What's the reason for doing that? Is that they prefer lighter, or it's a preferred color, or they just don't want to be black? What is it?
Well, in some countries, they prefer brown. They call it brown.
Browning. Okay, browning.
Whatever.
But brown people are still regarded as black, though, right?
Whatever makes you brown or whatever it is the same thing that makes you black. Your melanin.
But that is a problem with the psyche, because putting that chemical on your body, how does that help you? I see some people here and they look terrible when they lose the pigmentation.
So you don't like mulatto people?
Mulatto don't have nothing to do with people who bleach.
I just asked a question. Did they call it down the book? I don't know if they bleach. I don't know. You only know they bleach because you knew them before, right? Because if you see somebody put
frosted
and they look browning, you wouldn't know that they bleach to get to that color.
No. You can know.
Well, how do you know? That's what I'm asking. How do you know?
Because of the way their skin looks. And most of the time, like your elbows and your knuckles, and they're black and your skin brown.
Okay, so what's in a name then? I was birthed as Muhammad Ali. I was birthed as Cassius Clay. And then I later became Muhammad Ali. What is in a name? I don't know. Can't look an answer.
What's in a name?
A name is different to change in the color of your skin.
I don't know. I'm just asking questions. I don't know.
What's in a name is your identity or culture. Mm-hmm. If a Chinese man tell you that his name Charles O'Connor, you're going to look at him funny. How the hell you get the name Charles O'Connor? Because he ain't an Irishman. But we accept these names that we get out of European culture and say, that is our name. That's not our name. These are labels given to us to accept this change of identity, including the proposition that we are a lesser people of lesser value.
Wait, last minute, you say those are not our names. So how do you get by that? That's the name given. So
no,
how is that name?
Those names are unrelated to our culture.
Why you say that though? Can you name anybody who you want? If I want to name,
you can name that's
my
exactly
child.
What they did.
But then what is wrong with in a name? That's the reason I'm asking you. What
your
is
name,
in a name?
Your name is an expression of your identity. I mean, what is wrong with your identity? If you identify as a black man, your name should reflect that identity.
But who to say which one is right? That's what I'm saying. What was wrong in the first place that they say the name Kenyatta?
What if Kenyatta was wrong in the first place? Why was Kenyatta wrong?
I don't know. Kenyatta
is a name that comes out of African culture. African culture is the product of the psyche of African people.
Okay, right. Okay, hold on.
But if
I'm in Africa now and I say I want to name my child Yellow Man, he came right out of Africa still, but I said, oh, I pick up a name and he named Yellow Man. Would you tell me that didn't come out of Africa?
There would be a reason for you giving that name, and he wouldn't have named Yellow Man. He would have named something else.
But I decided.
Hold on. Listen. Let me finish. It would have been a name. If If you call him yellow man because he was born with jaundice, for instance, African names have meanings. Okay? If you call him yellow man, for instance, because the child was born with jaundice, okay, that name would not be yellow man. Yellow man is an English name. It would have a name that is similar, I should say, that expresses his birth with jaundice, but it would be written in an African language.
I'm not so sure that. But that's what you chose the name Yellow Man, because you dreamt something yellow, and it's a
Yellow Man. Yellow Man is an English name.
But who said that, though?
Out of the,
okay, let me ask you a question. We are making up names now. Okay, wait.
No, hold on. It is written out of the English language.
Okay, wait.
Those are English terms, right? If you were born in France, and he born with thing, and he was given a French name that would be the equivalent of yellow man, it wouldn't be yellow man. It would be written in French. It would be something that says the same thing, but it would be written in French.
But when somebody wants to be original, why do they have to follow that pattern there? For instance, people are making up names
because
now. Names you never heard of.
That pattern is a cultural expression. Your culture, your socio-culture is an expression of who you are. It's a statement of your identity. The statement of who you are.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So who do say that the names are wrong? That's what this is the question I'm asking.
Because if
who
you
say the names are wrong?
Why
someone decide to name to say I and I?
Listen.
Is I and I wrong? Is that British? I mean, help me.
Help the folks out there.
The man said, I and I.
Listen. if you have a sedan, and you're going to the police station, you're going to the motor vehicles, and you register an SUV. Isn't that going to be considered wrong? Because when they want to look for you, when they see the registration plate that they give you, it's going to be saying that this registration plate was issued to an SUV, but it's on a sedan. Wrong plate. Who says that's wrong?
You're saying the same thing I'm saying.
If I want to name
my child Kung Kong, I just make up Kung Kong. Nothing to do with Africa,
you can
European, anything. I tell my child his name Kung Kong.
You can name your child anything you want. You can name your child anything you want to name your child. Okay? You can name your child anything you want to name your child. But what I'm saying is that your name is a reflection, is an expression of your culture. My name, Cardinal Mills, is not an expression of my culture. It's an expression of an event that occurred, that was inflicted on my people, that was supposed to change their identity, and it changed their names along with it. And that is why Muhammad Ali changed his name from Cassius Clay to Muhammad Ali. He said, that's not my name. That name does not come out of my culture. So I'm going to claim one that identifies me as a name out of my culture. Okay? So
you accept your Cardinal Mills?
Huh?
Muhammad Ali did not accept Cassius Clay, so he did something about it. I've known you all my life as Cardinal Mills. You're still Cardinal Mills. So.
Right.
So you also know me.
You also know me, and other people know me as Jumasa Kofi Sankofa.
Unofficially.
Who said it's unofficial? Who make it unofficial?
Well,
you just tell me you can call your child what you want, right?
No. I can name them officially what I want. You can call anybody anything.
And what makes it official?
by documentation, I would imagine, that legal, make it legal. It has to be legal.
So legality, whose light is that determining how we get names? Whose light?
The law of the law of the land, because we have to have laws
the
now.
Of which land?
Mother Earth.
Whose law it is? It is the law of European culture.
We have
that determines.
No, Lynette, can't do that,
okay.
Lynette.
It is the law of European culture that determines that.
Yeah, but hear the discussion. I'm saying, sometimes we have to go into what makes you comfortable or what's right, what's wrong. Because if you don't get to say Jesus, you don't get to say God, you don't get to say Jehovah, Master, there's a lot of names. Which one is right or which one is wrong? Some is European, some is Jesus. I mean, help me out here. Would the name really mean?
You're missing the point.
No, not missing. I'm just trying to help people like me out there.
Hold on. You're missing the point.
Okay, hold on.
I'm not saying that the European is wrong to call himself John Wigmore. He's not wrong.
I got you.
Okay.
But you want to call somebody in the Caribbean?
There's an underlying wrong in calling an African John Wigmore. Because
then,
John Wigmore is not a name out of African culture. He does not explain the identity of African people.
But how do we know that? Let me go a little further. You know, you have some West Indians telling you, what Africa are you telling me about? I can't go to Africa. I need a visa to go there. I don't know why you're talking about motherland, this and that. Like Lynette just said, hold on. Lynette just said, think it's Nevis, Anguilla, can't be one of them. I wouldn't say that she's wrong. A lot of people wouldn't say she's wrong. And then some people say, I'm going back to Africa. I'm going back to the motherland. You're going back to a place you've never been. How is that right? Help me.
That is exactly what I said before, and that is what exactly was I talking about when I talked about identity crisis. You know what a crisis is, right?
Yes. So
somebody asked
and if,
me.
And if we go to Africa, you're going to be given time in the land. You can't just move to Africa and live.
And who created those mechanisms? European.
No. But why the Africans fall to that? Why the Africans?
Hold on. The same reason that why we feel that we have to hold on to these names, because we look for the approval of Europeans to affirm our existence, to validate our existence.
So the true Africans doing that too? Are you saying?
That is a psychological. That is a psychological condition.
But a psychological
condition of illness. Okay? People were wondering all along. When these five black guys beat up this guy, Tyree thing, people stop and think, well then, how do we say racism when it's five black people beat up this black guy? People are confused. But there's no reason to be confused until you understand that these five black guys who beat up this one black guy are under the influence of a culture that forces them to look at themselves and see inferior people. That's the problem.
But the black But they are all black, though, so how can we come to the conclusion?
Because of their mental and psychological condition, they look at themselves and see something ugly and revolting.
Okay.
And so
suppose
they attack it. The same thing that people who bleach their skin do. They see something ugly and officious, and so they try to destroy it.
Let me ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
I have no scientific proof, but I have no data. Would you be surprised to know that a vast majority of people are thinking the way how those white policemen think? Black people
look at each other and
think down, belittle them, and think that they're better than people are beneath you and so on. Do you know that a lot of blacks think that way about blacks, even in families, that we even have something that you call the black sheep of the family, your own family, look down at somebody in the family to even call them the black sheep of the family?
Yes, and that is because of how we've been socialized, and we have been socialized according to the prescriptions of European socioculture. That is a simple thing for us to understand, but some people find it difficult to understand what I see as something very simple. We've been socialized under the prescriptions of European socioculture, and European socioculture incorporates the mechanics of black people's dehumanization. It's like being in jail. Okay? Once you are in jail, after you've spent some time there, you've been indoctrinated to accept the circumstances of your confinement. And then after a while, you don't want to leave. Okay? So it is a mental condition, a mental and psychological condition that have us holding on to an identity that does not belong to us and which our oppressors imposed on us. That's what I'm talking about.
How do we change that?
And I'm showing you it happens through the entire process of socialization, including our church, our school, and every other institution that has been established to maintain the social construct.
So how do we change that? That's what you say. Where do we go from here then? Let's ask
You've got to change that. You've got to change that by changing yourself mentally and psychologically. You have to acknowledge that the reason why you accept this is because of your mental and psychological defect.
Let's move past accepting it. Let's talk about the society now. How do we get past that if that is not the right thing right now as we speak? Should we go on forever into eternity this way? We just talk about it and it stays there? Or do we do something to change it? What do we do? Where do we go from here?
Like I tell you, once you've been indoctrinated into that thing, it's not going to be easy to get out. But if we find out the way that we have been indoctrinated, and that's not easy to find out. The blueprint has been laid already.
Okay.
Gavi, you know, Toussaint Louverture, and all them people, they laid out what we think black Africa. Marcus Garvey died in 1944, and he was advocating the liberation of black people, not just in the diaspora, but on the African continent as well. Africa is for the Africans, he said. Recognize yourself as an African. Okay? So when we decided that because of our mental dysfunction, we decided we didn't want to be African, we want to be British. Even though the British treated us with contempt, that's a sign of illness. You want to identify with people who treat you with contempt. And if you want to identify with people who treat you with contempt, what would make you stop from treating yourself with contempt? What would stop you from treating your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, your friend with the same content?
Right. So here's the question I have. Which one of the tribes is right in Africa? We're going back to Africa. That's a question that just came in here.
Right.
So some people are afraid to just talk. So they write the question. Listen. You're going back to Africa, but when you go to Africa, you have division in Africa, not just from the whites and the black, the minority, the whites and the blacks. The blacks against the blacks in terms of tribes. So when you go back to Africa, given the time permitted, according to Linnet, when you hit in there, where do you go? You just can't go with any blacks because whether it's cultural or I don't know, teachings, what have you. There are difference in the blacks on the same Africa that people saying we should go back to Africa. So when we go back now, don't we still have to go and sniff out which one of the blacks is right and which one of the blacks is wrong, or which culture you prefer? How do you get all that
misinformation and miseducation got people shifting in our kind of direction. And you're not really studying the history and culture of African people. You're not. You know? So you come up with these white created challenges
Answer the question so the person can hear you. Let me finish.
Same thing we do in the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. We here in the Caribbean, when the first Caribbean unity was first proposed, the naysayers, the ones who object to it, were saying, oh, we are divided by water, we are divided by language, we are divided by this and that. You see, the Europeans create their union. Yeah, the European Union, they got a single currency in spite of the fact that the British say, we don't want to be that currency. We want to keep our traditional currency. They have a single currency. And they haven't been complaining about difference in language and things like that. When they created the Berlin Conference in 1884, the differences in language did not prevent them from coming together to rape the continent of Africa and destroy its people. Their language, they didn't have any language barriers. So how come we adapting their language and saying that we have language barriers now that prevent us from coming together? Clear excuse. Well, clear submission to white authority. Okay?
Okay.
So when you see our leaders behave that way, when we see our leaders behave that way, understand that this is the effect, this is the consequence of an indoctrination under European socioculture.
The next thing that came in here on the phone in terms of question again. I guess they're free to ask. Now, if you're going to leave and go to Africa, shouldn't you have to fix up what you have at home first, where town people believe that they're better than country people, like the skin pigmentation people think they're better than the darker skin right in the island? So how do you go to travel as one going to Africa when you're not leaving the shores as one? You're leaving the shores divided. So
you are trying to preserve the effects of European colonialism.
No, okay. Answer the person. No, the person wants to know, so you help them.
No.
Do you have to do that first?
Hold on. Okay, let me answer that question.
Don't assassinate the question or the person. They want to know if you have to work at home. Let me read it again. So we have to first work at home to separate the idea that town people are better than country people, or the light pigmentation people are better than the darker skin pigmentation, before we all set sail, either on board or plane, to go into Africa. So just understand. Let me put it this way. Yeah.
Let me put it this way. You got to work on yourself as an individual to revoke the idea, to revoke the culture of Europeans that has the handy effect creating your mental and psychological disorder.
When we were in school,
they told us slaves were brought from Africa. You know what that did? That make it sound as if African people and the image of a slave was the image of an African. You know what that kind of thing did to our minds? You know what that kind of thing did to us mentally and psychologically? That simple thing, that simple statement, slaves were brought from Africa. We're in a culture now that everything we look at, we will reinforce the idea that Africa never
Africans are uncivilized savages, and we take that with us. We internalize that.
Mm.
Okay? So the impact of that socialization process still have an effect on us mentally and psychologically. That's what I'm saying. So each person has to come to the understanding that they got to make that mental and psychological shift. I can't do it for you. You can't do it for me. I could only do it for myself. As far as going back and going with Strife, in 1957, Kwame Nkrumah, having led the independence of Ghana, said, look, all under the same theme as Marcus Garvey, said that Pan-Africanism was going to be the political philosophy of Africa, the idea of African unity. In 1963, they had the first conference in Addis Ababa in 1963. Okay? So that was the process. What happened? The Europeans went in there and destroyed it.
We got to leave it because much just said, you mean you're going to just talk and don't play a song to go out with? And the time is
going.
Much is an easy boy. Saying freedom. Well, guys, man, this time has run too fast and furious. It's almost time to get out of here. So we have Chauchat in the background telling us about freedom, whether in Uganda, Utopia, it doesn't matter. We need some freedom. So Lynn started the proceedings with a prayer here, so I think it's quite fitting. Let's see if Lynn is in a position to say his goodbye before we catch up tomorrow at 6 in the p.m. when the heavyweight comes in for sports. Liam, we're getting ready to land. Hello? Okay, Liam, you're muted. Matrice, you can go ahead in the meantime. And Lynette, anybody just say farewell to February on this Saturday morning entertainment show? Lynette, you're on. Matrice, you're on. Your line is open.
Hello?
Go ahead. We're hearing you. Go ahead.
I was saying before we close up, before we wrap up, that while we are saying we're going back to Africa, the Africans are coming out here because we have quite a bit of them here. That's it. But just want to wish everybody a really good weekend.
Might not be as good as usual. Everybody try to go to church. Give the God some, give your God some time. I don't want to say hello to Kathleen. I did not say hello to Kathleen this morning.
How good.
Oh, that sounds like a willful act. That sounds like somebody will willfully keeping me off the phone, so I can't say hello to Kathleen. Anyway, Kathleen, good afternoon. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend.
All right. We're kind of say goodbye to February on this show, and then we'll catch up again.
Oh, yes, my month is coming up. My month is right here.
Oh, they say March crazy people. Anyway.
We're crazy in a good way.
Well, that's what I heard about craziness and so March. Anyway, kind of say goodbye there. We have 30 seconds for you.
Okay. Well, let me just say goodbye so long to the fans and special fans. And, you know, I'm hoping that there is something in this whole last 3 hours that you would have grasped and enjoyed one way or the other. Because that is my whole intent, to give you some entertainment, some education, some inspiration and some excitement. And so I'm going to be back here next week trying to do that once again. Until then, have a great week.
Okay, I'll leave the line open there for Leon when you're ready to come on in. I think we have Dennis with us too here, just in case you want to know. A fish in the PM, the heavyweight comes in on the cricket show, 515-605-9850, 6 until 9. Women finals comes up. And South Africa making history. You know, they've been to the World Cup, what, 4 times now? 3 times before and faltered. The men would have gone there and faltered in the semifinals. This time they would have booked Maria, the ladies, and they've gone into the finals. I mean, I wish them well. You can hear all about it tomorrow at 6 in the p.m. Marjorie, you have 15 seconds if you... Mm-hmm. If you had a person to speak. Leon, come on in. Dennis.
Okay, hi. I'm sorry about that. I had a visitor and I got occupied. But anyway, yes, thanks for giving me the opportunity. Yes, we're going to be on tomorrow as usual from 6 until 9 p.m. And Dennis is going to be calling us from London. And of course, we had a special guest, Petel Samuels. He'll be on at 7. So thanks again for the opportunity and wish you all well.
Yes, indeed. Okay, thanks. So Dennis is enjoying the UK over there until he sends home his mother with a farewell ceremony that comes up. So Dennis, you're in our prayers and rest assured that you're not alone and we are grieving alongside you for the loss of your mother. Well, folks, that's where we're going to be ending this show here today. It's the last show for... February, we'll be back in March, and we'll hope we would have done some justice for Black history. But we continue the Black history, and we continue our Black consciousness. Until then, adios.
Spirit of revolution will never bow down to my man. The quality of virtue increases beneath oppression. The more we are suppressed and denied our right to pursue all happiness and liberty, it's the greater our resistance to tyranny shall be. people will never say die. Though at times we sigh and cry, and the present of a calm does not mean there'll never be a storm. The shark will be carried away. And no power, not by might, no power, not by force of will, can the wrath of a people's vengeance. Only when justice overlays the land, and men are free from fear and free of want. There is nothing to fear, for tyranny will persist, dictate and oppress, harass and distress. No power, no power, no power in this world, and all the people request for freedom, freedom, freedom. I say freedom, no.
February, but we vow to continue in our blackness for the
rest of our lives. So, with that, with those few final words, I want to say, make it a good day. Look out for your neighbor. As long as your neighbor is okay, that means the rest of the world would be okay. There will be no need for animosity amongst each other. And with that, we'll see you right back here next week, Saturday at 9 o'clock in the morning. But before that, we'll catch up tomorrow for the Cricket Show with Sports and More Sports, the only program in sporting program in all of North America to bring you exclusive cricket on a Sunday afternoon. That's the Cricket Show. Until then, make it a good one.
Ta-da.